Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are all ready for you, and we intend to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And, of course, you know, April is in gear, and so here we are. Don't forget, though, coming up on the 12th, we're going to be, the 11th, we're going to be talking with John Monroe. He's our natural vision expert, so he's going to be joining us. He's been here before, but, you know, if you know somebody that has vision problems, macular degeneration, cataracts, you name it, John's the guy, you know, to listen to if you think you need help correcting those without, you know, harmful drugs and surgery. So he's going to be with us. And, of course, Dr. Carly's going to be back here on the 16th. So been sending her some links on things we want to chat about. So don't forget to mark your calendars for that. And, of course, if you miss a show, you can always hit the archives. But we have a great show. We're going to continue with our immune system topic on how we can circumvent a lot of the superbugs. So we're going to continue with more helpful things for you there. And if we get time, let's see, we're going to probably hit some gallbladder issues and maybe even talk about some other biological functions your body has. And understanding that makes you even savvier when it comes to nutrition and things that help your body. So we got all that and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. You know, we're seeking the Lord's face every day, right? That's right. I'm praying for righteous leadership in this land. If it's God's will, it'll be done. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, you know, don't forget your marching orders. And you know what those are. It's all spelled out in the good book. You are to pray continually, you know, don't cease from praying. Also, run to the aid of the brethren. And also, stand your ground, right, to righteousness' sake. And also, carry out the Great Commission. You know what that is, right? Yeah, preach the word of salvation to everybody you can. And mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, let's see. We're going to go in Beijing first here in the quacker. Oh, boy. They found a new strain of bird flu. Let's see. It's a middle-aged man who was transporting some poultry for a living, and another unidentified person have died from this new strain of bird flu, bringing the death toll to 5. There have been 14 confirmed cases in China. A 48-year-old man in Shanghai had direct contact with birds or fowl. And until recently, the virus has been called H7N9, but it hasn't been known to infect humans. All of a sudden, this is kind of weird. Ministry of Agriculture confirmed Thursday that this strain of bird flu has been detected in pigeons at the market that's been selling pigeons at the market in Shanghai. It's not known how the people are becoming sick with the virus, and there are no indications it could be transmitted from person to person, but scientists who have been studying this virus say the genetic sequence may have mutated, which makes it spread more easily to other animals and maybe pose a bigger threat to humans. So going to ask Dr. Carley about that, don't you know it, on the 16th. All right, moving along in the quack report. Cancer clinics, as you probably heard, it's all over the news, not being able to treat Medicare patients. Thousands of people are being turned away. Of course, they're blaming it on the sequester. At cancer clinics all across the country, turning away Medicare patients, and they can't afford the drugs. They have to pay so much for the drugs, and then they have to, oncology drugs, cancer drugs, have to be administered by physicians, so there's a little overhead there. So according to Jeff Vasekara, chief executive of North Shore Hematology Oncology Associates in New York, he says, if we treated the patients receiving the most expensive drugs, we'd be out of business in 6 months. He says, a lot of us are in disbelief that this is happening, he said. But it's a choice between seeing patients and staying in business. Well, isn't that a nice little surprise from the new healthcare? Moving along in the quack report, let's see. Oh, a doctor is warning folks to be aware of the new caffeine chewing gum put out by Wrigley's. You know, of course, you know, you get a lot of caffeine and other things like coffee and soda and a lot of energy drinks. Millions of people want a quick pick-me-up that way. But now this gum put out by Wrigley's called Alert Energy Caffeine Gum. Each piece has 40 milligrams of caffeine, more than what's in a 12-ounce can of soda like Coke, but it's equivalent to about a half a cup of coffee. It does have a bitter taste, but doctors like Dr. Daniel Hyman, chief internal medicine at Cooper University Health Center, he says that he's concerned that people may get too much caffeine because they may be, you know, having soda and tea and chocolate, all which contain caffeine in addition to the chewing gum. And he says, too much caffeine can be dangerous for some folks. That's right. Some people can get jittery, develop headaches. Other severe reactions is people can become manic and even develop arrhythmias of the heart. Yeah, there is a warning on the gum. Tells people that they should moderate their daily intake of caffeine. It's not recommended for children or people with that are sensitive to caffeine. So if anyone that's had arrhythmia problems or, you know, I guess manic depression problems, other things like that, the good doctor is saying you might want to avoid this product. Moving along in the quacker. Hey, robots are in our future. Yes, service industry is going to be swarming with these new robots, you know, the restaurants, entertainment outlets, retail stores, hotels, and so forth. Been a fast-growing part of the economy, employing a lot of people in certain sectors, even though the U.S. economy is struggling. It's still slightly growing, but its workforce could be undermined and replaced with this new explosion of service robots will slash millions of jobs, downsize employment in the nation's manufacturing sector, and guess what? No Obamacare needed for a robot, right? So Baxter is the latest humanoid robot. It's put out by Rethink Robotics, and according to the March 26 story in the Fiscal Times, Rethink Robotics released their robot Baxter last fall, and they sold out of their production capacity. Apparently, Baxter's pretty cheap. He's only $22,000. He's easy to train. He works safely side by side with humans. He's just what factories need. Now, on the assembly lines, he's efficient. He'll replace costly human workers, basically. So jobs for humans are simply going to go bye-bye. It's going to gut unions, weaken households, and boost poverty. Yes, it is. So Rethink begins its launching of some new software platforms that will allow their robot to do more complex sequencing tasks, like picking up a part for inspection and then putting it in a good or a bad pile. So Baxter could pour you some coffee at Starbucks soon, or flip your hamburger, or fold your clothes at the mall, putting them on display. Repeatable tasks is going to be Baxter's deal. Now get this, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, already has a Baxter bot. He reads recipes. He assembles cookie dough, and then he puts it in the oven. A new chef over there, huh? University of California, Berkeley has one. It folds T-shirts and does its laundry. And, of course, the robot servers are all over the place in restaurants in Japan, South Korea, and China, and Thailand. They a robot served President Obama when he was over in Israel. So, robots don't have to earn any money. They don't have to pay mortgages. They don't have car payments. They don't have grocery bills or heating bills or telephone bills or cell phones. Robot labor doesn't generate any income, so there's nothing to tax. There's going to be no tax revenue for states and federal government. That's going to shrink when you employ a bunch of robots. They don't pay taxes. They don't pay tax accountants. They don't use toilet paper. Hello? Moving along in the quack report, last but not least, here's something. Organic rice farmers in India yield over 22 tons of crop in only 2 acres. Oh, yeah. They're using traditional growing methods, and that continues to outshine all the other growing methods. Growing organic, those methods will be the real sustainers of life. Now, this is a report out of Gaia Health. Indian rice farmers over there using traditional organic growing methods are achieving yields far higher than farmers using other methods, and especially the GM people. Okay, so traditional crop management protocol over there is known as System of Root Intensification, or SRI for short. So when the farmers adhere to that technique, they plant about half the number of seeds as farmers who use modern methods, and they use in half the amount of space, and they yield more crop. Isn't that great? So farmers use less seed, less water, less chemicals, but they get more without having to invest more. And that's how you do it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okie dokie, you know, the weekend's around the corner, and I hope all of you have a very good, restful, peaceful, and energizing weekend. I hope you enjoy it. And going into the weekend, I want to give you some hope. I want to put some fears aside as we continue our learning experience empowerment of how we can beef up our immune system so we don't have to worry about some of these drug-resistant stuff, strains, if you will, out there. Today we've talked about the bacteria, but today we're going to talk about some viral invaders, okay? So I'm going to continue my series on how we can avoid these killer diseases. So what is the first thing that the average person will do when they come down with a virus? You know what they do. They look for the over-the-counter products to reduce their symptoms, to help them feel better. The most popular over-the-counter product for symptom relieving is a type of aspirin product, okay? Any aspirin brand will do, like your acetaminophen, ibuprofen, any of those products that contain also relief of your cold symptoms. Sometimes they're both aspirin and the other stuff all in the one package. So what actually happens, though, is that these products are going to actually increase nasal symptoms while suppressing the immune system. So we are going to continue to talk about this, how we can outsmart these superbugs and these killer plagues. We're gonna show you how to do it. So first of all, we're going to take our temperature a little bit. Viruses will make you hot under the collar, as you know. Viruses will make your body temperature go up within a short time. In just 30 minutes, you can go from a little sinus drip to a full-blown rhinovirus with chills. So your immune system is smarter than you are. It knows that the fastest way to get rid of the virus is to burn it out. So viruses, they tend to like a cooler body temperature in order for them to seize control of your metabolism within your cells and reproduce. So hot temperatures prevent the virus from multiplying. So there is a very safe way that you can allow your immune system to cremate these viral bugs. So what you want to do is you want to keep drinking fluids. This is what herbalists call keeping the fever wet. When you drink fluids, it prevents, of course, dehydration, and it helps to flush away the virus debris. So you can, you know, permit the fever to rise, and you can also make yourself feel more comfortable by taking a few baths during the day. This is a hydrotherapy effect that produces a wave-like action in moving the blood through the body, adding assistance to removing the virus. Aspirin and other cold remedies will lower the fever and allow the virus to spread and prolong your recovery. So if you just let the body, the immune system, the fever do its job, you can get over this thing in like a day or two, as opposed to 5 days, 7 days. Well, let's talk about some vitamin power, because people who know about vitamin power will use some natural sources to assist their immune system to shorten their duration of illness. For instance, your food and your herb sources are going to contain a lot of vitamin C, which will accelerate the immune system's ability to make white killer T cells. These are the white blood cells, and these killer T cells attach to the bacteria and other foreign invaders. So vitamins will help the immune system make antivirus interferon and enhance your hormone function to make more antibodies. So if faced with a life-threatening disease, pumping in some organic vitamins will be invaluable to your system. So a country physician by the name of Dr. Frederick Klenner, he reports that since the 1990s, he has used vitamin C to address poisonous snake bites, polio, meningitis, and burns. Now, Dr. Klenner, He scoffs at the notion that megadoses of vitamin C were useless against disease or even toxic, okay? He says that acute illness calls for large doses of vitamin C. However, what you don't want to do is use inorganic sources of vitamins. In a Danish report, inorganic vitamin C interferes with your selenium. So if that occurs, you will have an antioxidant problem, and it can cause cellular damage and promote free radicals and the disease. So I prefer basically to tap into organic vitamin C and zinc, and usually your empowering immune-boosting herbs have that already. So you will find organic vitamin C in like your horsetail, oatstra, comfrey, lobelia, astragalus root, echinacea root, willow bark, ginseng, garlic, and many, many more. Many of these herbs are also are going to have vitamin A to protect the internal lining of your cells from germs and dangerous chemicals and carcinogens. In a 1992 Italian study, it showed that combining vitamin A and C will protect your cells from mutating and can also correct abnormal cells, especially in the rectum area, preventing cancer. You can check that out. It was a study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, and I think it was volume 84. Also, when you use a whole nutrition, it in its organic form, you will have a combination of nutrition designed to work together to assist the body. Isolated vitamin sources won't have the required uptake nutrients for the vitamin to work properly. So you want to trust nature a little bit, folks, and not so much the scientific labs. Let's talk about your cell furnace for a minute. One nutrient that can we can all benefit from is carnitine. It helps the body convert fat into energy, and it's our weight management reduction nutrient. But there has been a debate whether carnitine is a vitamin or a nutrient. So when we eat meat, our liver will convert the nutrition to carnitine or carnitine and store it in the muscles, your heart, and your brain. Regardless if carnitine is a vitamin or a nutrient, it will influence the mitochondria, which is your cell's energy source, through the white blood cells and protect you from cancer. Generally, carnitine works like an antioxidant, so people with heart conditions such as angina usually will have low levels of this nutrient. Now, if you suffer from peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, kidney disease, or hypothyroidism, you're going to have lower levels of carnitine. Some prescription drugs, like your statin drugs, can also reduce your carnitine level. So your body's going to be able to produce carnitine when you eat organic fish, poultry, and meat. Now I want to talk about, 30 power, 30 times stronger, eating whole foods and taking organic supplements which contain selenium will boost your immune system by 30 times. Selenium is an essential nutrient to help with the body to produce enzymes that will help you to avoid pathogens. It'll help the body void out pathogens a lot faster. So selenium will also increase the immune system's antibody response to fight bacterial infections. So how do you get no infections? Well, there's a question. Your immune system is dependent on you for reinforcements via natural foods and organic supplements. So as we grow older, our immune system can become more vulnerable if we are not consistent with a healthy lifestyle. So our immune system does not die of old age, but it can starve to death if we're not eating right. So your immune system has these triggers. And what sets off your immune system is invading bacteria, viruses, mold, fungi, pollution, chemicals, and parasites. So let's take a look at some of the defenses that your immune system has, and they are varied. They are varied. Number one is your stomach acids and the enzymes there to combat unhealthy bacteria you may ingest. Number two, white blood cells, which make up the macrophages or the killer T cells, to take care of your bacteria and virus and fungi, and the cellular debris from the destruction of these pathogens. Then you have your skin and your mucous epithelial cells. They line your nose, mouth, throat, lungs, and your stomach, and they provide a barrier to germs. Now, if your mucous cells are healthy, they will secrete enzymes to dissolve microbes instantly. Let's talk about your macrophages. Those are those white immune system cells I mentioned, but they're suspended in a lymphoid tissue, ready to attack pathogens when released from your lymph nodes, your lungs, your liver, sinus cells, spleen, and even bone marrow. Then you have your B lymphocytes. These are very powerful. This is your immunity on demand, basically. These cells will transform into an antibody factory when they are exposed to germs. These are the cells that produce immune system guided missiles to seek and destroy pathogens. Then you have the T helper lymphocytes. Now, these cells direct the B cells to make specific antibodies. Then you have the T effector cells, which help destroy bacteria. And then you have the T suppressor cells, which turn off your killer part of your immune system after all the invader pathogens are eliminated. You know, Dr. William Lee says this, exposing viruses to human forces is strong. This strong is like dropping water on a red hot stove. You don't just get weaker infections, you get no infections. So what he's saying is, if you allow your immune system to work and to destroy bacteria and viruses as it should, your immune system becomes weaker, becomes educated, it becomes stronger. It actually thinks and analyzes everything that it comes in contact with and becomes more a sophisticated immune system for your body. So he says you don't get weaker infections when that happens. You just get a stronger immune system, and then you just don't get infections. Isn't that great? Well, let's talk about a fortified immune system for a minute, because what has humanity done for thousands of years when they know the enemy is coming? Well, they prepare and fortify their defenses. So we know superbugs are a reality. And then, of course, there are all the biological weapons, too. And Dr. William Lee says, they're here, coals that kill, but they'll bounce right off you if you have fortified your immune system. So we're going to talk about how we can do that. Yes, bacteria and viruses have outwitted the man-made poisons called drugs. However, you will have a different kind of weapon against these killer diseases. What is your weapon? It is a super anti-germotic. What the heck's that? Well, it's a natural substance, and it does not fight bacteria and viruses like poisonous drugs do. You have a super fortified immune system that will eat these super bugs for lunch. It will tear them apart the instant that they try to invade your body. They will have no chance to replicate. So it won't matter if the invader is a bacteria or a virus, because it will be eaten alive and discarded by your immune defenses. I know I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and also more about your cells and your defenses and how we can empower you some more. This is what this hour is about, empowerment. So, of course, if you want to check out the PowerHerbs.com website during the break, you can. And don't forget to sign up for their free online newsletter, the American Survival or the Health Quest newsletter, empowering information to you each week. And it's free. That's right. So check that out. Be right back.
Nobody heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
back here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us. Second part of the show. I'm going to wrap up the first segment where we're talking about some viral invaders and what, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, I mean, you power up the system, use your nutrition, use your herbs. I also pray Psalms 91 for supernatural protection from the Lord, and that's going to cover it. You know, forget the vaccines, forget the powerful drugs that have no testing. Let's say you have a pretty healthy lifestyle, okay? Let's say you do, but maybe you're interested in beefing up your immune system defenses. Well, you can layer in some powerful herbal supplements that have the vitamins and the minerals already in them. And so no need to have, you know, hundreds of separate pill bottles with vitamin C here and selenium here and zinc and so on, you know. Just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You want to ask for their super nutrient product called Body Foundation Food Mix. Okay, covers the gamut there. Also, this nutrition along with their immune-boosting herbal formulas are going to, you know, put you in a good spot. Their cold and flu package is excellent, and it will be the reinforcements your immune system is going to be needing. So give them a call. They have packages for every budget. So you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you want to take advantage of last year's prices before the new prices are going to take effect April 30th. So, you know, things are going up. Everything's going up, unfortunately. So also, but if you would like to receive, now here's a free coupon. Now these coupons you'll get in the Power Herbs, they have a lot of newsletters that they can send out to you free. The American Survival Newsletter on Tuesday or the Health Quest Newsletter on Friday, and they do have discount coupons for you to use towards your herbal supplements on the powerherbs.com website. So I'm going to give you, though, a free ship coupon that you would normally get in the newsletter. So here it is. If you would like to order at least $20 worth of the products at thepowerherbs.com, now through the 12th of April, you'll receive free ship within the continental United States. That's free ground ship with this coupon FRSH18. So FR is abbreviation for free, SH abbreviation for ship, and the number 18. So FRSH18, and that'll get you some free shipping, and I'll save you a little money there. You know, I was asked today, you know, why does the web address, thepowerherbs.com, go to the Apothecary Herbs web store? And I said, well, when we started Apothecary Herbs way back in the year 2000, we still have this domain. It's the apothecaryherbs.com. And you can type that in and you'll get to that website, our website. But people have trouble spelling apothecary. And, you know, it's a foreign term to some folks. So we went with the Power Herbs because it's the name of our herb book that you can find on our website. It's a 400-page book that will empower you, and it's just $14.99. It's emailed to you. It's PDF. So that was the title of the Power Herbs book. So we said, well, let's just do the powerherbs.com. It's easy to remember. It's easy to spell. It's, you know, it's not complicated. So that's why when you type in thepowerherbs.com, you end up at the Apothecary Herbs web store. Okay? Does that settle it now? I thought I explained that many moons ago, but maybe people forgot. Also, if you want to check out some interviews that I did on, Extreme Health Radio, you can check it out. You can go to Extreme Health Radio and look for the October 3rd interview that I did there. Or you can go to YouTube. It's there on YouTube. You can just type in Wendy Wilson interview on Extreme Health Radio. If you want to check out the interview that I did on One Radio Network, I did an interview there on October 27th. So you can just type in Wendy Wilson in your search engine and you'll find all that good stuff. Okay, so we're going to be talking about some new stuff here. We're going to be talking about 60 trillion cells. And, did you know that's the approximate number of the cells of the human body? That's what, how many cells it takes to make one human being? 60 trillion. So that's what you're made of. So I think that's interesting that you made up the 60 trillion cells. So you also have billions of chemical exchanges and reactions every minute in your mini universe there that we call the human body. So you have actually the power to determine how successful these chemical exchanges are going to be, because they are directly influenced by one energy source, your food, okay, what you're putting in the body. Therefore, food's going to promote health or it's going to promote disease, depending on what you're eating. So the WHO, the World Health Organization, they understand this. That's why they're pushing for global food harmonization codes in the infrastructure so they can control people's health. Let's talk about the food is your medicine. This is the future category of food if the WHO gets its way. In their view of pharmaceuticals, they're going to require them to be regulated like food. You know, your food's going to be like a pharmaceutical, basically. Food is medicine, right? So you and I are going to need apparently some assistance from the WHO when we self-medicate ourselves with food. They think we don't know what we're doing. Rewards and punishment may also be a factor in influencing you. Discussed by the U.S. government to include some sort of, you know, of course, your Obamacare to transfer a third of the nation's wealth and control of human health and well-being. So extra taxes on foods, on medical treatments, as you see, it is unfolding as we speak. Let's talk about some ancient food medicine then. I like empowering news, don't you? I don't like hearing about all these problems. I want to hear about solutions. So our ancestors may well have been smarter than we are, despite all the technology and advances we have, even in medical science. Ancient physicians prescribed certain foods to fight specific problems, diseases. Now, Dr. John Potter of the University of Minnesota, he discovered some ancient medicinal foods. He said the Egyptian physicians cured nearly 80 diseases with cabbage and 30 diseases with onions and garlic. Garlic was considered the holy grail of medicinal herbs. So foods are your medicines, and I want you to remember that and be particular about what you're putting in your body, and you're going to be smarter, you're going to be savvier, you're going to be healthier. All right, let's look into this some more. What did the Romans do? Well, you know, foods like cabbage and broccoli, they're grown basically for medicinal purposes in the ancient world. They were used for diarrhea and headaches and gout and digestion disorders. The Romans, they saw value in lentils that helped cure diarrhea and even mood disorders. Grapes weren't always used to make wine in the ancient world. An allotment of the grapes were stored as raisins for a variety of medicinal preparations. Currently, about 75% of the world population relies on the healing power of foods and herbs. And I think that percentage is going to go way up with Obamacare and with all the other stuff that's happening, GM foods and you know what else. So, folklore remedies primarily were responsible for, you know, leading modern science to discover medicinal plants, the medicine in plants. So your herbs are not your alternative medicine. They are your original medicine. So about 2% of your pharmaceutical drugs contain any organic ingredients. They're mostly synthetics. 15 years ago, drugs contained about 25 organic materials. Now, something's wrong with our thinking when centuries of experience have been replaced with theory, hypothesis, you know, organic ingredients replaced with petrochemicals. There's something wrong with that. Now, our ancestors may not have known about microscopic germs and cholesterol and hormones, but they did have a healthcare system on the verge. They didn't have a healthcare system on the verge of collapse either, right? Well, let's look at some of the population studies. Scientists have spent lots of time and money, and they have discovered that certain cultures have healthier people because of what they eat. Now, nearly every epidemiological study, two cultures tend to pop up over and over again as being the healthier than the rest of the world. And that's the Mediterranean region and also the Japanese people. Well, this was before the Fukushima thing. Okay. So, also recurring in these studies were two major maladies which were nearly non-existent, heart disease and cancer. Now, some foods produce a drug-like reaction and can prevent many health problems, including but not limited to clogged arteries, depression, pain, swelling, panic attacks, infertility, constipation, and many common illnesses. So if your food pharmacy has a similar or better impact as a pill pharmacy, one has got to conclude that food has an extraordinary impact at preventing disease. However, the current global governing bodies want us to start thinking that our everyday foods, they should be in one of two categories: the healthy foods as drugs requiring more regulation, and the unhealthy foods as street drugs requiring an illegal status and penalties, you know, like your sugar. Okay, therefore, you can understand why the Food Harmonization Code is very important to the elite to establish and to be enforced and to control. So there is a mammoth-sized database, folks, called the NAPRA Alert. NAPRA Alert. It's at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and it contains about 100,000 entries of plants grown worldwide that have pharmacological action. So why is that? Well, science kind of jealous of what God created, I think. Yes, yes. There are hundreds and even thousands of chemicals in your foods, like broccoli, which have not been identified for the purpose of making pharmaceutical drugs. See, that bothers them. So, in other words, they haven't invented broccoli, a broccoli pill yet, that can match the health benefit that you get from eating broccoli. So there are so many chemical variables to consider in foods and how they react with our billions of cells that science may never really entirely understand the influence food has over disease. And this is why this area of study has moved food from the folklore realm to the mainstream medicine area. So everybody knows that there are powerhouse of substances at your disposal in your food and in your medicinal herbs to keep you healthy, to keep your immune system healthy, to magnify and, you know, boost your immune system 1,000-fold if you want to have some really strong defenses against disease and viruses and all these superbugs and the plagues to come. So you're going to find, as I mentioned, a full line of certified organic immune system enhancing and organ cleansing products at thepowerherbs.com. Now, they do not deal with pills. It's all liquids and powders. And the delivery system is important, folks. It's fast. And there's nothing to digest. And no pills to swallow. And you can adjust the doses really easy, especially if you want to, you know, if you want to make your pet a little healthier, you could do so. Also, if you want to, you know, empower your children's immune system, you can adjust the dose by weight. You can do that. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're the immune boosting and organ cleansing specialist. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. The toll-free, 866-229-3663. And the web address, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and that's the truth. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about gallbladders. I don't know how many times I got calls in the last 2 weeks about gallbladders. My goodness. Approximately 20 million Americans have sick gallbladders, and they have gallstones. According to medical science, the older we get, the more likely we will have gallstones and get a gallbladder attack. Women are 3 times more likely than men to have gallstones and require the gallbladder surgery to remove that organ. What are the symptoms? Well, What are the symptoms if you have a gallbladder in trouble? You know you have a problem if you have persistent indigestion, if you are living on antacids, if gas and bloating and burping and belching are pretty common after meals, but it doesn't have to be always accompany a meal. You know, as it progresses, you'll have that regardless of eating. So these are common indicators that a problem is brewing. So if you have digestive discomfort following, let's say, a high-fat meal, and as time goes on, the condition continues unrelated to your fat intake, you definitely have a problem. The gallbladder condition usually progresses to constant tenderness and discomfort with or without food, and it's located right under the rib cage on the right side. It could also produce discomfort over your shoulder and down your back. So gallbladder attacks can last a few minutes to hours and can also produce nausea and vomiting. So what's the cause? What causes the gallbladder discomfort? And what causes it to malfunction? Well, the information on the formation of gallstones, I should say, can congest the gland and they can get stuck in the bile duct. The gallstones are formed from a combination of bile, bilirubin, which is this brown yellow substance that's produced when the liver breaks down old red blood cells. Also, calcium and cholesterol can be in the mix as well. So the gallstones are formed by eating our Western type of diet. Usually, if we do that, 90% of cholesterol right there. So gallstones can usually be detected by an ultrasound. The liver and the gallbladder are organs that work together, and they can affect each other. So the liver will filter waste and bile salts and send them to the gallbladder. And your gallbladder is a small, hollow, pear-shaped pouch under the liver, and it holds liquid. And this is why it's called a bladder. So this bile is in the gallbladder, also known as gall. It's stored there by the gallbladder, which it also extracts water and concentrates, and it makes this bile into this green substance, and it's very alkaline, and it's kind of like a corrosive liquid. So when you eat fat, the gallbladder releases this green bile, this corrosive liquid, through a muscle contraction. And then what happens is this liquid helps dissolve the fat. So the bile is similar to detergent breaking down fat molecules. So if you have a sick gallbladder, it's not manufacturing the bile adequately. And when you eat a fatty meal, your system has a problem with that. And if you drink soda, it will extract calcium from your bones and displace that into gallstones in your gallbladder or in your kidneys. So you want to be careful. So your diet, more than any other element, is going to decide, it's going to be the deciding factor on whether you get a gallbladder that's going to be full of stones. So who's at risk? Well, some individuals are more prone to having gallstones. The contributing factors are going to be obesity, a rapid weight loss, artificial estrogen or hormone replacement therapies like your birth control or menopause drugs that produce a concentration of cholesterol in the bile, diabetes, your age, if you're over 40, if you're female, if you have high blood pressure and cholesterol, and the drugs for these conditions can contribute. Family history of gallbladder disease is also in the mix. If you tend to be on a low-calorie diet, diet high in saturated fats, and a diet with refined foods and sugar, in other words, really stupid stuff that you're eating, nothing balanced. Also, sluggish bowel, if you tend to be more constipated, this is the digestive system backing up. And if you have chronic inflammatory diseases like Crohn's disease, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic heartburn, or frequent antacid use, hey, you're at high risk of having a gallbladder problem. Some of the complications, according to the American Cancer Society, about 8,700 people have gallbladder disease that turns into gallbladder cancer. So statistics say Native Americans in New Mexico have a 5 times higher risk of developing gallbladder cancer than any Caucasian. That's strange, isn't it? Well, gallbladder cancer rarely produces symptoms, so you want to be careful and get early stage detection and diagnosis of that. Inflammation of the gallbladder may also cause a bacterial infection, so you got to be aware of that. And so there's a lot of problems that can kind of happen to the gallbladder. And so diet changes are going to be necessary. Lifestyle changes will prevent the development of gallstones. Eating more raw vegetables, which contain more live enzymes and protein, tend to discourage the formation of stones. A study by British women who ate vegetarian diets cut the risk of developing gallstones by 50%. Harvard did a larger study with about 88,000 middle-aged females of normal weight who increased their intake of vegetables and decreased their likelihood of getting gallstones by 30 to 40%. And another study with animals, they fed them vegetables and soybean protein. It blocked the formation of gallstones and reduced the saturation of the cholesterol in the bile. And so Winster Institute in Philadelphia tested soy protein in hamsters, also appeared to dissolve existing gallstones too. But of course, you know, we got soy now, that's GM, so you got to be careful there. So you've got a lifestyle that needs to be tweaked. And like I said, Mediterranean diet, not going to have that. Also, if you need some relief from gallbladder attacks, I can recommend barberry bark. Works like a charm, but you're going to have to do a liver, gallbladder, flush and get those stones out of there. If you want to learn how to do that, to cleanse the organs like that and more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, and they also have the barberry bark liquid, so fast reaction to alleviating that spasm of the gallbladder. 866-229-3663, and, of course, their web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. See there? You're in control, folks. You have more power than you think. You do. You do. All right. We're almost out of time. Don't forget, coming up on the 11th, I'm going to talk with John Monroe. He's our natural vision expert, so tune in for that. Of course, Dr. Carly will be back on the 16th. She's our natural wellness expert, and we're going to talk about vaccines and things and viruses and all those things that creep around in the dark. Okay. And, of course, empowering information on how to deal with that. Now, that's what we're going to do. And if you want more information, then sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com and get empowered with free stuff, too. You'll get coupons and all kinds of things towards your herbal products. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and sign up today. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy, if you dare, you know. I'm here with Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.